The Cat Attack Podcast. Kerr's Hire, local for 40 years.
I've been given the signal by King Giddy, all clear signal. This is the Kerr's Hire Cat Attack Podcast, and old Jason from Kerr's Hire, he will be downcast.
Jared,
that's it. When you actually thought it was Jason. I've actually said his name incorrectly for so long that I'm actually thinking that it is the incorrect name. But this is the, in the words of the great Jeremy Oxley, the lead singer of the Sunny Boys, I've got a trouble in my brain, Gingy. Right. Have you ever heard that song?
Which I only know two.
No, well, you need to listen to that one. If you've got nothing to do, trouble in my brain. But you think people have got mental problems? And I know how people hide behind mental problems in today's society.
Jeremy legitimately did.
He legitimately had serious mental problems. There's a great documentary on him. But anyway, he wrote a song called I Got a Trouble in My Brain when he was starting to have these problems. And it's only later you can look back and think, crock, he did have some serious issues. But anyway, Cat fans have got a few troubles in their brains after getting absolutely pizzled on Friday night at the MCG. And look, it was a pizzling of the highest order, really. The Cats got nowhere near it. 11 goals. Cripps and Walsh, I think, had 74 possessions and 20-plus clearances on their own. And Geelong were just powerless to stop them. So it's the only thing that's going to save the Cats, Kingy. Do you know what's going to save the Cats?
The draw.
And it won't be the Governor-General. Do you know what it'll be? Is the draw, you're right. The only thing that will limp the Cats into finals possibly is the draw.
That's no guarantee. Either.
And no, that's no guarantee, but it the draw is favourable to them. I think they play five of the bottom six remaining. St Kilda North, West Coast,
Hawthorn.
Oh, well, Hawthorn are going pretty well. But yeah, the draw will save them. So the question I ask, Kingy, is do you want to limp into the finals and be an absolute bystander, or do you start to fashion a few decisions that look to the future in the remaining nine games?
They won't do that.
No, of course they won't.
No, they're not.
Do you think they should do that?
Ask me in a month.
No, I'm asking you now.
No.
Geelong aren't, let's be honest, after getting hammered, they've lost six of their last seven. They've got hammered by a good team, like hammered.
But they led Sydney by 30 points only 2 weeks
ago. And at one point, were trailing by about seven goals, weren't they?
No.
Close, six goals.
30 points.
It looked like it was going to be eight goals at one stage. Yeah, it went from leading by five to trailing by five like that.
Yeah, it did.
They took put us to the sword.
But they still have the ability to play good footy. Let me come back to
I don't think one quarter makes good footy.
Come back to me in a month, and if they haven't gone 3-1 over the next month.
But we said that the week before. And then we get to Carlton, and they
Carlton are a class above.
Well, Essendon.
Essendon aren't a class above.
Well, we'll find out, won't we?
Yeah, well, we will. But Essendon.
Do you think Geelong will beat Essendon?
Yes.
You do.
Yep.
You're confident.
Yep.
Right. Well, that's good. That's very good.
That's good.
That's really. That's good. That's pretty good. Yeah. I think they can. I'm not confident that they will. Do you think that there's any possibility, like any possibility, as long as my hairy rear end points towards terra firma, do you think that we may try and tag Zach Merritt on Saturday night?
You would hope.
Did you think that would be wise?
Well, if Darcy Parrish was playing, I'd say go to him first, because Darcy Parrish seems to rack them up left, right and centre against Geelong.
Yeah, I'd be tagging Merritt even if Parrish was playing.
Yeah, no, I'd be going to Parrish.
Because they'll probably bring back Hobbs.
Yep.
Who's a good player. Caldwell is a very good player, or becoming a very good player.
Hmm.
They've got others in there. Durham is in really, really good form. Yep. They've got a bevy. Have you heard of bevy? I've had a few bevies. It usually ends up as me in a shrub. But I don't know, Kingy. I don't know about what's happened with the Cats. They're just not good enough.
But we knew at 7-0 that they were.
No, we've spoken about that. But so my point would be here. Okay. You can still. We heard Nildy say, "Oh, that we spoke about how come Nevitt's not playing, and you know this is pre-game, and why isn't this move made? Why aren't they doing this, and why aren't they doing that?" And Nildy's response was, "They're picking a team to win." Okay, that team that they picked wasn't within 11 goals of a team.
Yep.
So you can't. It would be absolute folly to be wheeling that team back out again.
And they won't be.
Who's out? Well, Hawkins is out. Well, I'll bar the obvious. Hawkins is out. So Neil comes back in.
Yep.
Yeah, good. No good for Tom Hawkins. Do you think we'll see Tom Hawkins again?
Yes.
Do you reckon they'll wheel him out in round the last round of the year against West Coast with a Zimmer frame?
Yep.
And have him handball one over the top to him?
Yep.
I'd love to see that.
I want him to play that last
game.
Yeah,
so do I. Let's hope he gets there.
Kick four.
He won't kick four, but...
Get to 800.
Well, that'd be absolutely ideal. And they'll be giving it to him left, right and centre to get him the four. Yeah. So, look, I'm hoping that that could be a fairy tale end. It's no certainty, though, is it?
No, it's not. It says 6-8,
yeah.
Which is the Eagles game is the 8
yes.
in that.
Yeah. So let's hope that happens. That would be, he deserves that. It'd be fantastic for the Cats and fantastic for footy if we can see that. But Neil, in the short term, gets a crack and he will get a crack now for 2 months.
Yes.
Let's hope.
Well, there's nobody else.
Yes. Okay, so does Conway come in?
Yes.
Can you please, I'm trying to fathom this. I've been up for a bit, right? I've been up and I've had a little sort of, you know, like I've done a bit of Reiki.
Yep.
At night.
Right.
Have you ever done that?
Move on.
It's the best time to do it, King, at night when the sun goes down. Yeah. It's massaging.
Yes,
yourself.
I know what it is. Move on.
But do you ever do it?
No, I
have
don't.
Have you ever tried it? No, I looked up a YouTube tutorial on it.
Right.
Yes, and I ended up with a virus on my phone, which was quite extraordinary.
Right. But move on.
So we had effectively three ruckmen playing in the twos on Sunday.
Oh, well, two and Neil.
Yeah, Neil could play in the ruck. Yeah, so three.
But I don't think Neil's
two and
ever,
a half.
Is Neil ever going to be a permanent?
No, he's ruck? Not. Two and a half. We had two and a half ruckmen playing in, and we put our fullback in the ruck against his brother, who's clearly more aggressive, clearly bigger, clearly more
talented.
Experienced. I don't know. He's more talented.
In the ruck, he is.
In the ruck, in that position, he is. Yeah. Our bloke's never played that. He had to be shown where to go for the ruck when he was up on the board. He looked at one of his teammates and said, oh, where, what position is that? Where do I go there? Like, fair dinkum. Do you want to get the bloke killed? He's not playing well. He's a defender. And you've got him in the ruck against his brother who, the actual body language of that and the whole psyche of that was horrendous. Absolutely horrendous.
And you took him away from two of the best forwards in the competition.
And you're Jack Henry, who actually had to get a hell's hoist out to get up to where Mackay is in terms of his height.
Yep.
What WTF? Mm. Like, my God. What about the coach after the game? Does he do himself any favours with all that cabbage that he...
I don't think he cares.
No, I don't think he does either, but that's maybe part of the problem. So let's get Conway in. Let's get Neil in.
Yep.
Let's get Nevitt in.
Yep.
Another good game in the twos.
Yep.
24 touches. Does that deserve a crack?
It does. Yeah.
100%.
What more can
you
do?
Because the team that Neildy said they'd pick to win got beaten by 11 goals.
Yeah.
So there's three. Who goes out? See, I don't want them to drop Mullen. They probably will. But I think he's got something. He's got what we don't have, and that's a bit of leg
speed. Somebody will get managed this week.
Yes. Who do you think will get managed?
I think Mitch Duncan might get managed.
Yeah, Tui should get managed. Like, permanently managed. But you just can't keep playing those blokes. But I'm happy. I'd rather Mitch Duncan in than Tui.
Yep.
I know he didn't play well on the weekend. He hasn't had a great year. But I think if you get him in the right spot and find a bit of a niche for him, maybe off half back, I think he can play a role. I don't know. Sure
what's your bent against Zach Tui?
What position does he play?
Because we had some people. Well, he played on the wing on the weekend.
Yeah, and he had 9 effective disposals playing on the wing. Do you know what the irony of that is? The bloke playing opposite him on the wing was playing about his 20th game, and he had 25 possessions, Ollie Dempsey. Mitch Nevitt can play on the wing. He's played on the wing prior. He can play mid. He can play wing. He could probably go into defence if you needed it to. He's got the height. Tui's not versatile. He's done. They won't play him a halfback because he's not the world's greatest defender and he used to use his kicking, but he doesn't have the ball enough. Mm. 9 effective disposals playing off a wing ain't going to get it done for you in today's footy. They're the sorts of players who need to get the ball a lot. See, Holmes is an ideal winger, but they don't have the midfield to take him out of it.
Mullen will probably get dropped.
Yeah, well, he probably will.
And to go back to the VFL and maybe get some
confidence. And that's fair enough. You can see that. I'd like to see him kept in, but he won't.
Rowan got to come into the 22.
Possibly, yeah. Rowan
you can't
in.
Keep playing him as a sub. No, you bring him into the game when the game's
so
shot.
So you've got Henry, mid-sized forward,
yep.
Rowan, mid-sized forward,
yep.
Brad Close, mid-sized forward, Tyson Stengel, mid-sized forward, Grime Myers, playing half forward. Hmm. So you have 5 half forwards. It's a balance of the team. It's great just to say bring this bloke in, but where's he actually going to play?
Well, you got Neil.
And then we've got Manor, who we drafted, who can't get a game.
Yep.
It seriously baffles me. Mm. If they bring Reece Stanley in, well, surely not. How did he go on the twos? He had, I already had...
Conway's numbers were better.
Yeah.
Yep.
Conway's numbers were actually off the charts.
But you're playing Port Melbourne. Oh, like they got beaten.
Lost.
They actually got beaten. Yeah, 17 AFL listed players, and the Cats got rolled in the
middle. Yeah, that was a bit of a... 2 points, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Neil kicked three.
He did 3-3.
The only bits I can recall were Neil kicked three, Nevitt had 24, and the numbers for Toby Conway weren't too bad. I mean, the hit-outs, I don't take any notes of those, but
especially when you're 206.
His other numbers were actually okay from possession-wise. He might have had 20.
He did, yep.
Yeah, so that's pretty good going for a big fella. He's the future. Play him. Play him. I just staggers me that... I'd love to know the reasons as to why he didn't play the week before. Or he didn't play on the Friday night. And but you're playing him on the Sunday. I don't know. What about who else is in the mix?
You would think Hardy's still being talked about.
No, well, he's just not going to get a game. They've probably got no choice.
Closey will be one.
Yeah, but so who are you going to drop out?
Well, that's the thing. Well, who are you dropping out?
Well, you're just bringing in like for like. You're bringing in this one pace plotter and getting rid of another one. That's my point.
Well, you asked me who they'd be looking at.
So the stock's a bit thin, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
In terms of, the funny thing is that Lawson Humphreys get a game. How did he go on the team?
But who's he replacing?
Well, he's a playmaking halfback, possibly. Well, he could why not replace him on the wing with Tui?
Yeah, I don't think he's a wingman. I think he's a, and he's not, there's not a lot of him.
Well, you can't play him in defence then because you're going to get exposed physically if there's not a lot of you. The only position you probably can play is sort of an outside wingman or a half-forward type role like Myers, which is not his go. So that's probably why he's not getting a game.
You reckon Busey will get another game?
No. Uh-huh. Where? You're going to bring in a...
If Mullen went out?
Oh, well, possibly. But is that a move for the future?
No, but you got to try something, don't you?
They're
not playing for the future right now, Benny.
Well, they've got to start thinking about it.
Yeah, but they're not.
Because it'll catch up with you real quick. Yeah. And when you haven't thought about it, it's like when you end up at the pub and you haven't got your smokes or your keys or your phone. It's exactly the same. And you think, God, I haven't thought about this, have I? Because I get to the end of the year, I just don't see Busey. Who have Essendon got that you'd be putting Busey on? I don't have anyone.
No.
So I don't understand that move. If you're bringing him in to maybe play on like a Charlie Cameron or a Bobby Hill or somebody like that, I could understand it. But if you're just bringing him in and then putting him in defence, he doesn't win a lot of the ball, Busey.
Yep.
They need some creativity. That's what they don't have. They don't want somebody who's another Dow player because they've got too many Dow players.
They haven't got anybody else.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
The most creative defender is Tom Short, and he's been stymied.
A little bit, yeah. Probably, have they worked him out or is he just not playing well?
He hasn't been right since he hurt himself.
No. I mean, he's still going okay.
Yeah.
He's just not at the elite level.
He wasn't impactful last week.
No. Zach Guthrie, you could argue Zach Guthrie's probably been better than him over the last 6 weeks.
Yep.
He's been good. Really good.
Yeah. And people actually have questioned Zach Guthrie.
Like, what?
Yeah, look, we used to be questioners of Zach Guthrie, but not anymore.
3 or 4 years ago?
Yeah.
Not now.
No.
He's been good for two or three years.
Mm. Look, tomorrow night's going to be really interesting to see what they come up with.
It'll be real interesting, yeah.
And we'll have plenty to chat about on Saturday night.
Well, I just hope that there's a bit of an injection of... I'm not suggesting for 1 minute that we need to be, you know, making 6 changes and dropping 6 senior blokes out and bringing in 5 kids. I'm not saying that, but I think you need to have a little bit of an eye to the future. Playing De Koning in the ruck didn't work. You've got a ruckman who you want to get games into. Why not use this as an opportunity to get another game into him? Because your ruck situation was a shambles last week.
Yeah.
Absolute shambles. Mark Blitzhalves, did he play? He was absolutely horrific. I think he had 2 effective disposals in the first quarter playing the ball.
And that was 17 for the game.
They're in the second half. How many of those were effective, though?
I don't have effective in front of me.
No. He's. Where do you think he's at? How would you describe his season?
Well, he's mirrored the club. I reckon he was pretty good early. And then he's not alone.
No, and this is my point. We've said this a thousand times, that when he's got others in front of him playing well,
yep.
he can be that banana down the back.
Yeah.
And that's ideal for him, but he ain't the first or second banana.
But he's had to be.
So that Atkins and Blitzarves are becoming, victims of the fact that they don't have other cattle in there that they can support, and they're expected to step up, and they just simply can't. What do you think of Bowes?
Nah, he was off.
Off, yeah. Does he only play well when Geelong play well? Yeah,
only 11 disposals.
Playing on the ball?
Yeah.
Yeah. He just doesn't appear to have the capacity at the moment anyway to stand up when the game is not going Geelong's way. When it's going their way, he can join in.
Yeah.
But when it's not going his way...
Yeah, who do you look really good against? It's a game down here.
He played well down here against Richmond,
yeah.
didn't he?
Yeah.
But that's against Richmond. Yep. And I remember saying, I'd love to see him do it against a good team.
And he hasn't.
He was okay early against... This is the thing. He was okay early against the Swans
yep.
when it was all going the Cats' way.
He kicked a couple, didn't he?
He kicked one in the first quarter. Nice goal. And he was actually okay early. But when the game turned and the tide turned, he wasn't able to do a whole lot against it. So who did you think were our three best players on Friday night?
Holmes, Dempsey...
Yeah, Dempsey was probably nearly Geelong's best player.
And Myers.
Myers was really quiet in the first half, like really quiet. He was better in the second half.
23.
Have you got half to half?
No.
No, he was very quiet in the first half.
He ended up with 23 and not like...
I thought Zach Guthrie was probably one of our best players.
Yep. Nine disposals.
Yeah, I thought he was good.
Didn't lay a tackle though.
Well,
the Tui didn't lay a tackle. Brad Close didn't lay a tackle.
No, that's
how many games in Brad Close's career where he wouldn't have laid a tackle?
Well, probably more than you think, but I mean, this is my point about Tui. Okay, he's in the team for his kicking. He's not getting the ball, so he's not offering us anything there. But then it doesn't offer you anything defensively either. So I don't know what he does. What does he offer you?
That was his ninth game out of 90 that he hadn't laid a tackle, but four of them have been this year.
Mm. He's sort of been a bit up and down. His good's been good and his bad's been pretty bad, and he had a bad one on Friday night. So Conway in, Neil in, be great.
Yep.
Nevitt in.
Yep.
So Hawkins is out.
Yep.
And he's the only confirmed out.
Yep.
Yep. And you're thinking managing Duncan.
Yep. Duncan or Tua, yeah.
Yep. Right. Well, that'll be interesting.
Yeah. Although, are you managing somebody after having a week off? Well, Tua didn't play against Sydney.
If Tui's out, he's dropped. Let's forget about manage, but anyway, we'll see what happens.
All right, questions?
Yeah, I love them.
Andrew Daly, feels like we aren't as cohesive as a group anymore. Is it time to bring back leading teams, or do we just need a good old-fashioned team bonding exercise like smoking in the Bandit and get them to bootleg beer across state lines?
Yes. You can pay a lot of money to go on those trips.
The leading teams?
No, just on those sort of, male bonding sort of arrangements.
The Hoops crew, are we living in the end times?
Yeah, well, what do you classify as end times? I'd say that they're exciting times, but we have to, I'll ask you this question, Kingy. What percentage of Geelong fans do you think would be up and about, not up and about, be positive or opposite, be negative, if the club not just went all in young, but just started to sort of maybe recognise, head things off at the pass a little bit and play some kids?
I don't know.
I reckon most Geelong fans, anyway, sensible ones, would say I'm actually excited by that.
There's a lot of difference between sensible and nuffy.
Okay, I'd rather get beaten by 13 goals with some kids than get beaten by 11 with a whole heap of old blokes.
Arngold, last week's podcast was a bit doom and gloom. I think the future looks bright. What are your thoughts on the cliff coming for a lot of our veterans? Could we see a mass retirement a la Stevie J, Kelly and Stokes?
I think there is some good, really good players for the Cats. There's young players there, but they need to be... And I think some of them, there's a few of them in the twos. But the club just seem reticent to play them for whatever reason, because they think that they're in the window of winning it. I'm telling you, Geelong aren't winning the premiership. It's as simple as that.
So Stanley Tui, we suspect, won't be there next year.
Got to be gone.
Mitch Duncan's a question mark. Gary Rowan's a question
mark. So this will be my question, King.
Hawkins will be gone.
Yeah.
So they're the ones that stick out in terms of the older brigade.
Yep.
And there's a few others without contracts for next year.
Who else?
Well, Jack Henry hasn't been signed yet.
Well, it'd be unlikely he went anywhere. Yeah. You would have thought with his brother coming.
College Asney's getting some movement with his deal.
To stay at Geelong?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll be at Geelong. We'll see.
Well, you said he's going to go to Tassie.
Not until 2028.
Oh, right. He'd be 31 or 2 by then.
3.
Yeah, he'd be done.
Yeah.
He'd be cooked.
Yeah, yeah. Jake Collegeasney's
like sort of a well-done Wagyu by then.
Jake Collegeasney's not playing with he'd be 33 in the year they enter the comp.
He made a mistake on Friday night and people were kicking up.
Oh, he's an easy target.
Yeah. And then he's Kurnow kick 5. Well, crikey. When the ball was going down that fast, it wouldn't matter who you had down there. The defence just is under too much pressure.
Mitch Hawley, Bean Country Round. Should the Cats head back to Jeremy Cameron's farm after Saturday night, get the bonfire going and over-refresh in some red cans, true country footy style?
Well, I wonder if the red cans would be drafts or Melbourne bitters.
Oh, Melbourne bitters.
Yeah, well, they can really get you up in a bed if you have enough of those. Absolutely.
Arngold's also asked, do you think that Ollie Henry and Tanner wanting to come home was unforeseen and has disrupted our top-up through trade program?
I don't think it was. I don't think those sorts of moves would be unforeseen. No. I think Geelong chased.
Yeah, you're not orchestrating those moves if you don't want them.
No, and they're very good moves. They're two of talking about exciting times. They're two of them that will lead the charge in years to come. They're still only 21.
Mm.
So yeah, they're very good pickups for the Cats. It's just that we're probably reached a point where the lack of top end talent in the draft is starting to bite. And the consistent trading away of draft picks for players, which has earned them a premiership, so you can't knock it. But it has to catch up with you at some stage, and we've been able to keep it at bay for a long, long time. But I think, it'll bite. But the thing we'll be king is that Geelong will probably end up making the finals.
Mm.
They'll be seventh or eighth, and they'll do absolutely nothing in the finals. And then the club will say, well, we made the finals.
Mm.
So is that a good thing or a bad thing?
No. We have put a request in to speak to Steve Hocking.
Oh, right. How's that going?
Well, we'll find out later.
Do you think we could talk to the coach?
I've put a request in.
And is it just denied?
It hasn't been denied.
So it's happened once since 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's how many? That's 8 years. My maths is pretty crap, but that's 8 years. Mm. Yeah. I just wondered.
He doesn't do a lot of radio.
No, he's on. I only hear him on Jared's show every second night.
Which I think he's...
Does he get a bit of old chaff?
I think that's part of a deal. Yeah.
That's a chaff deal.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. Well, no wonder he goes on there.
The coaches, we don't rebuild, smirk does my head in. This is from Simon Quinn. I don't want the club to flash its petticoat anymore. We're not winning anytime soon. I want to see the young guns develop. Take me on a journey. I'm not interested in seeing past greats do their victory laps. Am I too harsh?
No. I mean, the past greats, you want to acknowledge those. It's probably a bit tongue-in-cheek. That you don't want us to do that because some of those players that we talk about there have been absolute champions of the club. So you want to acknowledge those, but I'm a bit in that camp in that I'd like to see some younger players. And if Geelong lose, that's great. I can handle that. I'd love to see some players develop or at least get some young players in, younger players in, and see what you think. Are they up to it? Are they good enough? Where is the next generation? Is Mitch Nevitt going to be part of your plans going forward? I've got no idea. And if anybody at the club could tell you, they'd be lying.
Yep.
Well, unless they've already made their decision, that's why he's permanently in the Scoobies.
But he's got a deal for next year.
Well, let's get him in, see what he can do.
Nuffy from Corio.
Yeah, oh, Nuff.
Hi, Ben Casablanca.
Nuff.
Nuff. That is very good.
Well, yeah, anyway.
Old Nuff was looking at the Geelong Hall of Fame and Nuff thinks it's very watered down. David Mensch, Brad Scholl, Mark Yates, Josh Hunt, Tim McGrath, question mark. All life member worthy, but Hall of Fame should be the best of the best. Thoughts, cheers, Nuff. I'm surprised Bluey's not in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, what do you have to do to get in it?
Trev Varka got in on 138 games.
Yeah, because he played in the premiership, so it just goes on the teams you won.
Two.
Yeah, two premierships. But so does this go on the team that you played in?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Brad Scholl got in. Well, he got in because he did that cartwheel.
Is he in the Hall of Fame, Brad Scholl?
No.
No. No. Bluey's not in.
Did Simon Arnott get in it?
Menchie should be in for that VFL flag in 02.
Menchie.
Hey, Bluey.
Yeah. Oh, Menchie.
Yeah. Premier's not surprised to see the Cats are rated 18th for kicking efficiency. The only thing worse is the decision-making. Would love to see a recruiting focus on foot skills and pace.
100%. I was actually saying to that today to somebody who asked me randomly about the Cats. We need to get pace and we need to get some skill. And then if that arrives quickly, then other, you know, the little core they've got of foot soldiers then become effective. So, but if you're going to the draft, then you're going to have to be patient. So this is probably one of the, well, I mean, it's probably knocking you because you've got Bruin home, so light and day. Atkins is going to be done in not too distant future. It's going to come in. I think the end's going to come pretty quick for Tom Atkins the way he plays. He's been unbelievable. It's a great story, but he's not playing for another 4 years. What is he, 29?
Yeah, he might have even ticked over 30.
Yeah, he's got a year or two left at most. So you've just got to get that group in together that builds.
Oh, no, he's not even 29 yet.
He's 28.
Yep.
But do you think he'd play for another 2 or 3 years and that'd be about it?
Yeah, 32 will probably pull him up. If he got to, say, 175 games, it'd be
good. It'd be unbelievable.
Yep.
Absolutely. But my point is he's not playing for another 6 or 7 years.
No.
So have we got a group coming through together? Blitzarves is going to be another one. He's gone in a year or two. So you've got, is Bowes going to be good enough? I think the jury is seriously out as to whether he's up to being a regular player at this level. So if we used our first pick nine, on maybe an outside type player, outside midfielder with really good skill, I reckon that'd be fantastic.
Well, what if you're using that pick nine for Bailey Smith?
Not pick nine. Shit, no.
You're probably going
to. If you're using a top 10 pick to get Bailey Smith, okay. I'm not doing that deal. I'm getting a kid.
The dude.
We use the pick we get for when Stengel goes to St Kilda or Essendon.
Why is it the same issue every week? Beaten in contested possession and beaten in stoppages, that's where the game starts. You can have all the tactics you like, but if the opposition get the ball first all of the time, what can you do? Why is this happening every week?
Oh, we're just talent. We're talentless.
Yeah, talent beats talent most of the time.
Yeah. We're just the opposition just got better players in the midfield. I mean, you look at, you know, Goulden, Warner, Heaney the week before. This week it was Walsh, Cripps, Kennedy. Who else had 1,000 possessions? There's about five of them had 30-plus. Mm. We just don't have the talent to match those teams.
Did you have Warner in there?
Yeah, I said Warner and Heaney and Goulden tore us apart the week before.
Yep.
Butters and Horn Francis tore us apart against Port. There's another game there we lost.
The Giants?
That wasn't as lopsided in terms of midfield possession, but we just don't have the soldiers to battle the best teams in the midfield, and that puts pressure on your defenders, and then it also limits the opportunities of the forwards.
Yep.
So I think that's probably in the old nutshell, can you?
Kingy and Cass, the time has come. Has been one hell of a ride these last 17 years. Play the kids. Kingy, great call on Hawk if they were Cat fans booing him. Shame. Boys, what's your take on Scott after the game in the presser? Let us hope we can see Hawk one more time. Go Cats. Play Conway.
Yeah, I agree with all that. 100%. Written and authorised by?
That would be by Mr. Tedesco.
Mr. Tedesco. Mr. Tedesco. In one of the great Family Ties episodes, it was Michael J. Fox at his best in that one.
Marshall, the only difference between last year and this year is a much smaller injury list, and we know better. The chapter is closed, but still an important 9 games left to see who stays and goes. Please let Rod Ashman finish the story of how he was compensated after paying for dinner. No, I will not let you do that. D. Buds, how have you rated dangerous captain these last 2 years? Was going to be very difficult to step into the hole left by Geelong's greatest ever skipper, so my assessment could be harsh, but the last 2 years, Danger has missed a lot of footy through injury and suspension. Not ideal.
Yes, no, it's not ideal. Is Cam Guthrie contracted next year?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Just on that compensation
claim. No, we're moving on, Benny.
Do you know, I'll just tell you one thing that was involved in that compensation claim post-dinner.
Right.
There was a Geelong jumper involved.
Right, okay. Yes. Right, David Arthur Scott, why the hell is Brandon Parfitt running around in the twos? Should not be dropped for the rest of the year. Why is Brandon Parfitt running around in the twos?
Now, I don't know the answer to that, King. He played one bad game and was in the twos. I don't know. The only thing we've spoken about it before is the only thing I think that they think that there's too many like players in the midfield, so someone has to miss out, and they seemingly thought it was him. But, I honestly don't know, and that's why others perhaps aren't getting a game like Hardy, Closey, because they're just the same.
Mm.
So I honestly have no idea, but it did seem baffling. And a lot of people talked about the Cats do bring up Parf and say, you know, why is he not playing?
Oh.
Did he? I think he played a right in the twos again, didn't he?
No, he was quiet.
Was he?
14.
Yeah, well, that's no good. That's, yeah. That's not ideal.
Which means he'll probably
get a game. Yeah, well, that's the irony, that he probably will, and they'll say he did everything right in the twos and he was defensively unbelievable, but he didn't get a kick. So that's fantastic.
Off the big footy. That was off the KFCX. Off the big footy. Catch of the future. Can we have a moment's silence for the end of the career of the great Thomas Hawkins? Somehow, even though we've known it's coming, I wasn't prepared for it.
No, it was... Look, let's hope he gets back for that game, Kenny, that one game. That'd be fantastic, and I'm sure... Look, even if there's going to be no permanent damage done and he played a little bit at 75%, I'm sure Cat fans would be there. It had created some atmosphere for the last game.
Yep.
And even, like, Tom Barras would have a heart and probably just drift off him a couple of times and let him kick a goal, I reckon.
Yep. Only positives from Carlton game was Dempsey getting plenty of the ball. Jai Clark, yep. 20 touches against a good midfielder.
Yep.
SDK finding some touch. Don't know whether Deconi... he took a couple of nice marks. There was one right below our...
Yeah, he took
commentary spot.
He took another one over in the meatloaf pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, it may inadvertently be a really good thing for him. I hope they don't play him in the ruck again. But just the fact that his brother was so aggressive and really got in his face, and I think if I was looking from the outside, I'm only guessing, I've absolutely no idea, but it looks to me as if he's still sort of... He's got the premiership hangover still.
Mm-hmm.
He won a premiership as a kid. He came in with no expectations. He was unbelievable. Unbelievable as a key position player.
Yep.
He's just drifted since then. He's thought, look, it'll all come pretty easy to me. I probably don't need to work as hard. You know, we won a flag. I'll just play finals every year. And, you know, and it hasn't quite worked for him. He's still been okay. I know he hasn't been great, but he's been okay. But he came up again Friday night against his brother, against a team that's pretty ruthless, that's really hungry, and he was physically attacked. So how does he respond to that? Is that a good lesson for him? Will that spark him up? And I'm not suggesting that he's suddenly going to turn into Bruce Doole again for the rest of this year, but it might be a little pivotal point in his career where he starts to think, okay, this is not as easy as I thought it perhaps was going to be. My brother showed me that. My brother's playing in a good team. He's a lot more physical than I am. Let's maybe just turn the wick up a little bit. So it'd be interesting to see what happens for the remainder of the year.
Howler also said, we're going down a dangerous path if we're moving players out of position to help them with confidence, as the coach said in his presser. Mark O'Connor, 2 touches to halftime. You cannot tell me Hardy, Nevitt, Parfitt wouldn't offer more. Conway has to ruck this week. 20 touches, 38 hit-outs, 8 clearances, and the only reason he didn't take 10 marks was because he had 3 blokes hanging off him all day. Nevitt, 24 touches, 14 contested, 10 tackles, 8 clearances. Nieldy said after Friday night loss that Cats picked a team they thought could win. Well, I'm picking Nevitt over O'Connor and Tui. Our weakness is midfield. They aren't midfielders. Nevitt is. Neil 3-3, kick straight. He wins us the VFL game. Comes in for the Hawk, and we'll all know by the time the pod comes out, if we don't challenge danger suspension, we may as well get a frontal lobotomy.
Who's written that?
That was Howler 41.
Is he the one that's on the money all the time?
He's pretty good.
That was extraordinary. Yeah. That was absolutely... That was written and authorised by Howler.
That's Walkley Award winning.
I agree with that. You don't need to say anything.
Yep.
That was 110%, if there's such a thing. That was the 100% with the GST. That was that. Correct. I agree with absolutely everything.
Foxdog 50. Gents, I was listening to the fifth quarter on Spotify. I hear that Mark Neil was going on why would Geelong coaches would choose Zach Tui over the Mitch Nevitt. Honestly, blind Freddie can see Mitch Nevitt would be a far better pick than Zach Tui. Also, at season's end, I hope Chris Scott and Andrew Mackey will be ruthless. We made the early call on Chapman, Bartel, not giving them new contracts. I think we have to do the same thing with Duncan and Rowan.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what happens there, Kingy, because I was telling someone today that the club were quite ruthless with some absolute champions, and that was Chris Scott being ruthless with Joel Corey, James Kelly, Jimmy Bartel, Steve Johnson, Paul Chapman.
Matthew Stokes. Josh Hunt.
There's a lot of them. Because my theory would be, it's like somebody who comes into the office, the new boss, and they try and remove everybody that's got any semblance of contact with the past over time. Because if you challenge them with how things used to be done, they don't like it. That's how BOP offices work. It's absolutely cancerous. It can be. So those players didn't have a link to Chris Scott other than they played in a premiership when he was the coach in his first season. But he didn't bring them into the club. Now, he made hard calls on them, and rightly or wrongly, that's how it happened. Now, will he make the same sort of hard calls on players that he has a far greater affinity and probably a far greater connection to, like Rowan, like Duncan, like Tui, like Blitzarves,
Which is only natural, I would have thought.
Will he have that, though?
Yeah.
You covet what you see most all the time. Mm. It's not the recruiter who recruits that player in the top 10. And when they're no good, they still want them there because surely it's got to work. Well, probably not going to work. But you're not always smelling the roses correctly. I'll just be really interested to see how ruthless he is with some of those blokes, given how ruthless he was a decade ago.
The Cattery 2007, worst loss in a while. Surely time for some changes. In 2022, Brad Close was unbelievably clean, rarely fumbled. Now he's fumbly, enlisted on the interchange for the first time this season against the Blues. Is it time to send him back to the VFL to find form, bring in a similar style player who can help as a mid, e.g. Manor or Hardy? Second question, if time's permit, if Danger is suspended, is it Hardy, Puff or Nevitt? Well, it's not going to be worried about because Dangerfield got off. I don't think Close is going back to the VFL.
I don't think he's at VFL type scenarios. He didn't play well against the Blues, but he has played okay. He probably wasn't that great against Sydney either, from memory. He's not at Two's level. I think he offers you something, and he's the sort of player that could turn around. He's got the experience. He's still relatively young. He's part of the future. I wouldn't be dropping him back to get... He's probably another one, Kingy, that struggles a little bit with the midfield. The midfield connects everyone. Mm. And he's maybe not getting the opportunities he was. Some people then will say, well, Stengel's playing well. Yep, I get that. Stengel's obviously probably talent-wise better than Close.
Yep.
But I wouldn't be dropping Close back to the Twos.
And the Ranger, gents, I've been pondering the dilemma of our on-ball brigade this year, and I think back to 22. The grand final lineup for the midfield was Blitzars, O'Connor, Duncan, Stanley, Dangerfield, C. Guthrie, with Selwood and Atkins named on the bench, and we know Holmes was out with injury. Last week, we didn't have Stanley, Guthrie and Selwood. We had Tui, Holmes, Bowes and Clark instead, albeit Tui played the GF named at halfback. I'm ignoring other players that would have rotated through, but given our performance, it is surprising how little difference there is in the sides. Selwood is a massive loss and Guthrie's not far behind. I think the fewer differences in personnel explains the optimism from the club with our current list.
Oh, possibly. You got Dangerfield coming in off 8 weeks out, 34 years of age, and we expect him to play like he was when he was 27. He had 7 possessions in the first quarter, 10 for the rest of the game. I think Patrick Cripps had more possessions in 3 of the 4 quarters. He had double figures in 3 of the 4 quarters than Patrick Dangerfield had from quarter time to the end of the game. That's where Patrick Dangerfield's at.
Yep.
He's just not going to be the player that he was.
No.
Cam Guthrie out hurts. He was playing well back then. Selwood's leadership was unbelievable. Blitzarves, it was 2 years ago.
Yep.
You can't compare what happened. Blitzarves is not the same player he was 2 years ago.
So the question from...
And they're trying to get him to play a bigger role. Mm. He's not capable.
Do you think we're just out of form, missing that top rung of player? Your note on playing Atkins as the main man is very relevant, and all the opposition midfields are now far better than those in 22 when we comprehensively beat Sydney and Brisbane and the GF and PF,
yeah,
and most other teams at the end of the season.
Well, those other teams have got more experience now. They're more battle-hardened. That's what we talked about.
Especially Sydney.
Well, and Carlton. Look at Carlton. I mean, Matthew Kennedy has come across... I don't know how old he is, Matthew Kennedy. He's probably late 20s. Came across as a pretty high draft pick from GWS. He was in and out of that team for a few years. He used to get dropped. You know, I wonder why. Now he's become a really good, efficient player, but he's not expected to be their best player. Cripps and Walsh are, and Cripps and Walsh are at the height of their peak of their powers. You've got Kennedy coming in underneath. You've got Akers who plays a role. You've got, I'm trying to think off the top of my head, there's a couple others there that got it.
Well, the Hollands have, yeah.
The Hollands have come in.
Yep.
They're battle hard. Sydney have got more runs on the board now with Goulden, Heaney, Warner, Rowbottom. They're not 50-game players anymore. And Geelong are going the other way. They've got the blokes who were those blokes at the peak of their powers 2-3 years ago who are now out the other side and heading down. And Geelong don't have the stuff coming up underneath to lift them back up. That's right now. But when do you recognise that and when do you start to make changes? And that'll be interesting to see what happens because... with the Cats in terms of how they go about it.
Two of your great loves are going to be combined on Saturday night, Benny. The Geelong...
Is that Sam Fox?
No, the Cats and St Joey's. So Geelong this week, part of the country game.
Oh, yeah.
The logo of the community club that a player was recruited from or drafted from
is
going to be underneath the AFL logo on the Geelong
jumper. So Joey's will be on there.
For Tommy Atkins.
Yeah, oh, that's just that one.
Yep. So there'll be Anglesey on Paddy Dangerfield.
Oh, yeah. Do you reckon we get Tommy on after the game then?
Might be able to.
Yeah, that'd be good. He'll love that, Tommy.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
South Barwon, Tommy Stewart's jumper. Yeah. St Mary's on hopefully Conway and the two Henrys. Brian Myers with Grovedale, hopefully Mitch Nevitt with Grovedale. So, yeah, those club logos. And then there's a band on the jumper where the jumper design of every club, junior club or community club of every player on Geelong's list will also feature as well. So even Dingle for Mark O'Connor, Port Leash for Zach Tui, their Gaelic clubs will feature as well.
Port Leash.
Port Leash.
Have you ever been there?
No. Going there in a couple of years.
Sounds exotic. It does. In a couple of years?
Yeah, I've got UK and Ireland booked for 2 years' time. Well, I've planned for 2 years' time. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
So I'm going to go to Dingle.
Yeah, right. I'm going to Little River. Got my passport ready.
Have you?
Yeah.
You've got to get through Lara.
Yeah, and through customs.
Checkpoint Charlie.
They have rigorous customs there.
Kerr's Hire. Local for 40 years.